Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we return right after this.
Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well. Amplify!
PharmaSure is now the 3rd largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. PharmaSure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, well, Tom, still kind of a disappointing day. I guess that's mild to say with the cattle futures and the hogs. Those livestock were lower across the board yesterday.
Exactly right, Dave. The entire livestock futures had another session Monday of large triple-digit losses. There were limit-down closes in the live cattle and lean hog futures, and they were both going to have $4.50 expanded limits in today's action. Now, the feeders did trade limit down yesterday, but did not close limit down. Now, also of interest is the December live cattle futures have had a limit move 7 of the past 9 trading sessions. Cash cattle last week were anywhere from $2.50 to $5 lower than the previous week, depending on if you're in the north or the south. Choice box beef prices have dropped now $11.89 over the past 12 sessions. Choice box beef yesterday down 26 cents. Select boxes down $2.06 on a total movement of 162 loads. The daily cattle slaughter 106,000 head cash feeder index was down $3.63. Yesterday's close saw December live cattle down the $3 limit. January feeders down $4.45, and December lean hogs down the $3 limit.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, Tom, let's look at these grain futures, and at least for the wheat futures, it's what we've seen for a couple days now. The Chicago wheat was higher, Kansas City wheat was lower, but I guess the difference was corn and soybeans also had pretty decent days yesterday.
Yeah, it was an interesting day yesterday, Dave. The trading was mixed, but the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans all closed mostly on the positive side. Now, there was some news Monday, but nothing that was market moving in a big way. The weekly export inspections were only friendly to the soybeans. We also saw yesterday Ag Rule estimating the Brazil soybean crop is 60% planted. This is behind the 5-year average of 71%. Our U.S. winter wheat, good to excellent rating, improved by 1 point to 52%. And our trading overnight has been on the mixed side as far as price action in light to moderate trading volume. At the moment, December KC wheat's down a penny. December corn's up a penny and a quarter. January beans are up a penny. December cotton's down 4 points. December crude oil is trading 40 cents lower. December dollar index is up 7 cents. And December Dow Jones futures 61 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Of course, we'll look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.